There's something fun about doing a BDSM scene when you know all about the anatomy of a kink scene. There's a rhythm to life and to the days we live. This rhythm echoes through our lives and into and through all of our endeavors. Our sex lives and even our kinky lives follow the same rhythm. Think of it as an ebb and flow, a rise and fall between rip and neap tides. Once you recognize this cyclic flow, it becomes elemental to incorporate this for an amazing fantasy kink scene. The anatomy of a kinky sex scene follows a certain pattern, no matter what type of scene we're talking about. Every scene starts out slow and hesitant. There's always a ramping up as you slowly increase the intensity. There's a series of plateaus and eventually the climax and denouement. This pattern holds for damn near anything you undertake to do in life. Any creative project, any given task, they all follow this pattern. When you're using this anatomy of a kink scene to make your scene more intense, you get a huge payoff. How do you increase the pleasure of a kinky sex scene while using your understanding of the anatomy of a sex scene? Easy. Remember the ramping up and plateau stage? Imagine those plateaus getting stretched out longer and longer, and even tapering downwards slightly each time. Instead of a series of steps leading up to your climax, you get minor peaks and valleys with an eventual highest peak. By backing off the intensity at each plateau, you can increase your eventual peak. If you like this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can always call me at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.